Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Listening to Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio with me, Deb Wolf, your host. And in all the years I've been doing radio, which is since 1997, and all the time I've been touring live, bad dog tour, and doing media work and everything else I've been doing, had a show every week on TV, nobody has ever said what was just said to me right before I came on air. And it's a good one. So I'm very appreciative to my sound engineer. Right before I came on air, he gave me a smile. Instead of saying, break a leg, like everyone always says, he said, break two legs. And I thought, yeah, that's a good one. All right. Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. I will now get to remember that every time in the intro when I'm listening to the music and I'm about to come on air. Today, our first guest is very musical. And it's Skip Haynes, and he'll be calling in, talking to us from L.A., but he says he lives in a beautiful canyon, a Laurel Canyon. It's like a kind of an oasis from the city within the city, so it's not exactly the L.A. I picture when I'm calling in from Canada and my forest on my farm, and I'm wondering, I thought it was just concrete jungle, but I guess there's some beautiful spots, and he says there's lots of dogs there, too. Today, we're going to be talking about a YouTube contest. Yeah, your dog could be a star. That's right. Your dog could be a star. What's this about, Skip? Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm good.
Fine,
I'm good.
You know your opening music to use on the show?
Mm-hmm.
That's our music. And the you hear?
Right. That's
me.
Okay.
But, our company, the Laurel Canyon Animal Company,
right.
We're the only record label in the world that does music about, for, and with animals. And we're releasing our first single. We've never released a single before. And it's a song called Squeaky Deaky. And what we're asking people to go to our website, which is petcds.com, P-E-T-C-D-S.com. We've already done a video on this song, but it's an animated video. And what we'd like now, we'd like people to just go to the site, pull up the song, and video. They can use their phones. Video their dog's reaction to this song, because dogs react to this song. And then send it to us, because we're doing a video that's going to come out next month, because we're going to be featured in USA Today in their pet guide. It comes out once a year, and it's a chance, if you love your dog and your dog likes squeaky toys and squeaky toy songs, just a little short, 30-second video, one-minute video, and about 50% of the dogs that hear this song just go ballistic. They love it.
Oh, so you'll know if you have a dog who loves the squeaky toy, if that's his favorite toy, whether he likes to destroy them or play with them doesn't really matter.
Right.
If your dog is very into them, then check this out, because your dog's going to be a star, right?
Yeah,
he's going to react.
You should video your dog. If your dog likes squeaky toys, there'd be, and we need about 7 more videos. We have enough, except we're about 7 videos short. So if you're interested, and it takes like 30 seconds, just flip it up on your laptop, or even you can do it on your iPad or on your phone, and just video your dog's reaction. The only thing I would say is get ready to do it the first time you play the music. That's always the best time, because dogs just go, huh? And if they react to it, they'll run and get their squeaky toy. Sometimes they dance to it. Sometimes they bark at it, but they really enjoy the song. And it's a lot of fun. And as I said, we need 7 more videos. So if you're out there, you could do this in a minute. And I'll just say our website again so you can go and play the song for your dog. It's petcds, petcds.com, P-E-T-C-D-S.com, and it's right on the homepage. You can't miss it. So that's our contest right now. And we're very interested.
So far, how many did you receive?
We've gotten about
hundreds?
30 or 35.
Oh, okay. We so the competition isn't that stiff, people. If you've got a cute dog that cocks his head and twists his ears and chases after squeaky toys, you have a contender, right?
Yes, yes, you're absolutely right. And this will be a national video that's coming out. It's a national promotional video, and it'll be coming out next month. And we're hoping that it's going to go very viral because the reactions of dogs to this song are just too cute for words. You know,
oh, so I can imagine. Yeah. Are the Jack Russells overrepresented? This is what I want to know.
No, they're not. They actually are not. It's kind of an across the board. And what we're really looking for is big dogs, if we could get one with a big dog. Because it's not just getting, you know, we can use usually about 1 out of 10 videos that come in. Because, the dog has to be photogenic and do the right thing and do it in, you know, within a minute or 30 seconds.
Yeah, so, it has to be a short, good clip. The dog has to be well lit. You have to see his face. But the thing is, the big dogs, the reason people probably aren't thinking of sending them in or doing it is because most big dogs love squeaky toys, but they gut them. They rip them apart like a prey animal and pull the innards out. And so most people don't give them squeaky toys or never gave them squeaky toys, so they don't even realize that their dog could do this just once.
Take it away after. Yeah, I have my dog just loves to disembowel squeaky toys. Boy, oh boy, it's like if it lasts longer than 5 minutes, we're doing really well. You know,
and you have to be careful because they can swallow the little mechanism inside.
Right,
so you don't want to do that. But I mean, just play them the song. Just record
the
video. You
might
get some,
you know,
really
and
footage.
This is from an album called Songs to Make Dogs Happy. And we actually tested. This is going to sound crazy, but it worked. We didn't know what we were doing at the time, of course. Just a couple of crazy musicians, producers. But we actually work with an animal communicator, and we tested over 200 dogs based on what they'd like to hear in music and what they'd like to hear in lyrics through the animal communicator. And so the dogs ended up kind of producing the album, and we had no idea what we were doing. It was just a lot of fun, and our animal communicator that we found was a doctor of public health. So she wanted to do it qualitatively and quantitatively. And she said, sure, because we just called her up and said, hey, do you think you could act as a translator for us? We want to see if we can involve animals in creating music. We just want to try it out. And she said, sure, but I want to do dogs, and I want to test over 200 dogs. So that's what we did. We sent her examples of music, and she would go into shelters. She did a lot of pro bono work. And between the shelter animals and her clients, she actually put focus groups of dogs together in shelters. And shelters all over the country use this album now because we had no idea what we were doing. But after we put it out, we got hundreds and hundreds of emails from people saying, you know, this helps my dog. My dog's afraid of thunder. When I play this in the car for her, she's not, you know, and it helped separation anxiety. And then we started getting letters from vets telling us it was helping dogs in recovery from, you know, operations or illnesses. And a lot of, when Katrina happened, a lot of the long-distance, you know, carriers, the people that brought dogs to other parts of the country from Katrina, they all used it. So it turned into quite a thing, and we had no idea what we were doing. And we've had the album out for a while, so we decided to release this single. And people on YouTube started sending us videos of their dogs reacting to Squeaky Deaky. I mean, we never even thought of this.
Well, so Skip, you know what? We're going to go to break. And when we come back, we'll tell you about some of the videos that Skip has seen that will be, they'll be out there in the future. You'll be able to see them, but he gets to look at all of them. So we'll find out what that's like on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. We're talking with Skip Haynes, and we're talking about your dog becoming a star with the Laurel Canyon Animal Company. And so all you have to do is stay tuned to the next segment, and we'll tell you how. Stay tuned. This is Deb Wolf on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet, all natural, non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. Proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting and very safe to use, even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purrspraypet.com. That's purrspraypet.com. purrspraypet.com. Or call us now at 386-310-3924.
Anytime you're near,
hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. It's Deb Wolf calling in from Camp Good Dog, and I had an experience today where I'd just gotten back from dropping my kids off at the school bus, and I pulled into the driveway, and this big giant truck pulls up, and this man gets out of his truck, and then he goes to the back to get his dog, who's coming here for daycare. And the dog jumps out of the truck, and everything about this dog said, I am so happy to be here. He was just stiff, and all his muscles were just taut, and his tail was up, but it wasn't in a stressful way, and his eyes were all sparkly. And I started talking to him, are you happy to be here, you know, in that way that you do. And I was walking over to him, and he's just getting more excited, and you could just see he's like ready to just jump out of his skin. And I said to the owner, I guess he's really happy to be here. And he said, oh yeah, he navigates my way. If I go the wrong way, he tells me. And when I go the right way, there's only two ways to get here from my place, and if I go the right way, he definitely knows. And then he said he pulls me down, and I said, oh, I can help you with that. So we'll have to work on that later. But when they get to the kennel, the dog just, he said, you'll hear it in a minute. When I get to the front door of the kennel, he just starts screaming and squealing. He's so excited he can't contain it any longer. Keeps it together till we get to the front door. And then he just loses it because he's just so happy to be here. So I'm going to try and tape that for you all. I'm going to try and get that on film somehow, some way. Jethro's arrival. But that's the kind of thing you can't fake. And that's what Skip's shooting for here. He wants to show exactly how much dogs love this song. Right, Skip? How much do they love this song?
Well, the ones that love it really, really like it a lot. And it makes them happy. And you can see it. In fact, when you go to the video on our website, there are other videos on YouTube. You can see the dogs reacting. I mean, some of them jump up and do flips, and some of them flip up the computer looking for the squeaky toy, and some of them run out of the room and grab their squeaky toys and bring it back to the computer and shake it. I mean, they really do respond to this, and it's just so much fun. We're hoping we probably need 30 more to get the 7 more we need to finish the video, but we have another week or two before we have to go into the studio and actually do the video. So we're really hoping we get some more examples of dogs having a really good time to music, because dogs pay attention to music. You know, this song's a squeaky toy song, but every song we did, we researched the tempo, the speed, the kind of music we did. You know, for example, in all the drum tracks, and we did this through the communicator who told us this. We learned a great deal about animals doing this, and we had no idea we were going to do it. But on our rhythm tracks, we couldn't use what's called a side stick or a rim shot on the drums, where you click the stick on the top of the drum rather than hit the drum head.
I could see that.
Because dogs that came from bad neighborhoods equated it with gunshots, and it scared them. So we couldn't
use
that.
Well, you know what, though? Even dogs who don't come from bad neighborhoods, there's that instinct in a lot of guns to be afraid of guns in a lot of dogs.
Right.
And sometimes, like when I'm training or retraining a dog, a rescue dog, to try and place it with something like Corrections Canada, where they train a dog to deal with visitors on visiting day to prisons or something like this, they have to first test them to see if a gun goes off, are they going to run, or are they going to be just totally chill and calm and still listen? And that trait of whether they panic or don't panic, even though you can work a lot with a dog who's just a little bit nervous when the gun goes off. If the dog panics when the gun goes off, or like my blue heeler, she would run for cover like a little cartoon.
Right.
If they do that,
exactly,
they're just not suitable for that kind of work.
Well,
it's just not their thing.
So we tested all these things out, and all this went into the songs. You know,
I can see there's a huge amount of dogs out there who are afraid of thunder and would associate that as a similar sound.
Or, right.
You know, whatever fear they had that was a loud noise fear could easily grow bigger and that sound would trigger it. And you'd never know that when you're playing your tunes.
Right, exactly. So, you know, and we learned that, you know, dogs like happy, period. They don't like sad. The music that tested out the lowest with the dogs was Johnny mm-hmm. Cash. And I can only remember one of the dogs.
Oh, I know why. That makes so much
dog's
sense to me. Because when dogs are being corrected, especially puppies, when there's any kind of aggression, it's always low. It's always deep. It's like growling. And when they're having happy moments, excitable moments, it's always high, which
right.
is why it sometimes seems like women get along or an easier ride
right,
from dogs
right.
than men. But Johnny Cash, that's like Sylvester Stallone. They're both staying
well,
so
deep. Well,
it wasn't
the tone of his voice.
Yeah.
It wasn't the tone of his voice.
No?
The comment
wasn't?
Was, that's just a sad man talking. He was too sad for them. It wasn't... You know, the low frequency
oh,
thing. Because, and, you know, getting back to that, when we did another one of our songs for dogs, we thought it would be really cool to do harmony, you know, getting barks, to get dog barks to do harmony, a low bark, a medium bark, and a high bark, and put them together. So we pulled barks from the internet. We didn't,
right.
you know, go out and tape our own. And when we sent it to our communicator, because we checked everything through the communicator to make sure we weren't going to do something that would upset animals, she said, absolutely get rid of that low bark. Get a different one. Because she told us that low bark was a threatening bark, and large dogs would probably attack the stereo.
You know what else? There's a sing-song to the song. They almost got it right in that Disney cartoon that was just... I think it was called Alpha, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. It was a recent one. But the song isn't as random as people think. The coyote song, the wolf song, the song that
right.
dogs make when an ambulance goes by. It's
right,
not
right.
as random. And when one dog starts, the others do. The
mm-hmm.
first dog, as well as the others, do change the notes so that they mesh and match. They are making music. This is not just... making noise.
Right,
and,
right.
And so you know, there are
exactly.
things they
so,
like,
so,
and there's dogs that are considered as having a good voice and other ones that
oh,
no
sure.
one likes to listen to.
No,
and
it,
so
it,
they've
it,
got
yeah.
a musical ear.
Yeah, no, they do. And, you know, we also learned that about 80% of the dogs learn to like the kind of music their guardians like. The other 20% are like, if you play opera again, I'm going to bite your ankle. So we.
That's
you know,
how I feel about ABBA. I can't stand
yeah,
ABBA.
You know, and the other thing is, you know, classical music did not test out well with our dogs. Everybody says classical music's great for dogs. We did not find that to be so. We tested out the highest in general. Now, we only tested 250 dogs. But what tested out the highest was sambas. They like sambas. They like
yeah.
smooth. They like up. You know, so we took all the things we learned and we put it into this album, and we tell people when they get the album, here's what, you know, we could put instructions on it. It's like, play this for your dog once a day. I think it's 42 minutes long, but make sure you stay with your dog while you're doing this, whether it's in the car or in your house, because your dog, this music is set up for dogs, so they will probably... if they don't ignore it, like it. Then they will then associate that music with quality time with you, and it will help with separation anxiety. It will help with a lot of things that dog owners have problem with that can be addressed at that level. And plus, you're spending 42 minutes of your time with your dog, and there's a song called Scratch My Back.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime I play that, if we're playing it and I see someone have a dog, they won't even realize, but they're sitting there scratching their dog's back. And there's
I
another
see.
Song
so it gives them the suggestion. Okay, well,
right.
we only have a couple of minutes left in this segment. We are going to come back with Skip Haynes on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Can you give them the website one more time, please?
Yes, yes. The website is PetCDs, PetCDs. .com. Just go to the site. All the instructions are on the homepage. It'll take you a minute to do this. Email us the video, and we'll get back to you if your dog is going to be in the video and be a star.
Very nice. Okay, now if you don't have a dog, maybe you just want to look at cute dogs, you can check out Facebook's Camp Good Dog. Because on Camp Good Dog, we take pictures of all the happy campers coming and going. You may even get to see Jethro, our happy dog arrival this morning, mugging for the camera. Okay, so stay tuned. We'll be back on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. We've got Skip for one more segment, and then we're going to talk with Cheryl all about animal rescue. So we're going to take a turn down a different street coming up next. In the meantime, if you have any questions about dog training, cat training, animal behavior, animals in the news, anything at all, you can call 1-888-627-6008 and we'll take you on air. Love to hear from you on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. This is Deborah Wolf. You can always find me at deborahwolfonline.com. Stay tuned to Smart Animal Talk. We'll be back.
Itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo look it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426 or on the web www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O.
Scratch it. And anytime you're near,
I love you. Hello. You're back on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And, well, we're still talking with Skip Haynes. Skip, what do you suggest people do? What would be a dead ringer for winning this contest with you?
What well, you know, it's really simple. It's just go to the website, play the video, video your dog's reaction, and send it to us. I didn't even thought of that, but the videos it'll pick, we'll send you an album of songs to make dogs happy album, and your dog will be immortalized forever in our Squeaky Deaky video.
There you go, and who knows, it may go viral. This could be a whole new career for your dog with follow-up
right.
videos, advertising promos, you and your dog flying first class all over the place.
There you go.
You never know.
You never know, and there's a good chance that because we're actually doing a large campaign on this. So the ads on this video going viral are pretty good because we're working with a company that specializes in that. That's why we're making such an effort to get people to send their videos in, because if it does go viral the way we expect it, your dog could become famous, or your dog could, you know, end up being a pitch canine,
Grumpy Cat started somewhere, right? Grumpy Cat started that way. Justin Bieber started that way.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
There are lots of ways to get discovered. Up next, I'll be talking with Cheryl Greenblatt in the next segment, or maybe even during this segment, from Hearts Alive, a pet rescue. And I wonder if she plays music for the animals there. I'd love to ask her.
Well, it's something that really seems to work well. And, you know, as I said, this music is designed specifically for dogs. I mean, it was fun doing it because we didn't have to worry about what kind of music to play. Normally when you do an album, you have to kind of keep it all in the same genre. And on this album, we got to do a polka, which we never would have gotten to do.
Polka.
Yeah, we did a polka.
And, you know, some of this is going to be from memories and associations. Dogs are going to remember happy music, music that made their humans happy.
Well,
so there's
going to
be a celebratory memory associated with
true.
Some of it.
You know, when we first started this, because I'm a songwriter, I'm so into dogs, I wrote 4 songs about dogs, like, in 3 days, which is a lot for me. And I sent it to our communicator, and she went, well, they're great songs, but dogs aren't going to get it. I said, what do you mean? She says, well, you have to speak to dogs. I said, what do you mean, like you're a good dog? And she went, yes.
Yes, exactly.
So,
one of the songs
on the album is called You're a Good Dog. That's the entire lyric for the whole song. It makes people crazy, but dogs love it because they love to hear You're a Good Dog. And you hear You're a Good Dog probably 12 times during that song. And dogs just really like that tune.
They don't get to hear it enough. Most dogs spend their lives hearing no and bad dog and just hearing what they're not supposed to do or getting ignored. When I used to drive I used to do dog walking and daycare for my own company, but I used to do a lot of driving with loads of dogs in the car. And I would blast the radio and I would sing along and I would change the words. So, you know, 8 days a week would be eight dogs to walk or whatever the song was. And I was always putting their names in, so all the dogs thought each song was just about them, you know?
No, that's absolutely true. Animals are very, because we also work with Coco, the gorilla who understands English and communicates through sign language. We did an album with her. And we've worked with quite a few animals.
What does she like? What does Coco like? What kind of music?
She likes music about Coco.
Uh-huh, a little self-centered Coco is. Well, of course she is. She's been told how great she is every day of her life.
Yeah, almost all animals are egocentric. And by the way, if you're interested, when you go to our website, there's, you know, we have albums for cat lovers, and we have the Christmas album, and we have, I actually trapped and rehabbed a coyote here in Laurel Canyon, and I wrote a book about it. It was an amazing process. And there's information on that. So we've worked with a lot of different animals, but they all like, you know, they're like anybody. They like to hear things that they can equate to. So it's, you know, squeaky toys.
With Coco, are there certain instruments she doesn't like and certain instruments she does?
No. Coco, she didn't even like music. When we work with the Gorilla Foundation, with Dr. Patterson, who is like Coco's mom, she told us, yeah, you can try doing music for her, but she doesn't like music. And so we did songs about Coco, and Coco loved it.
Years ago as a teacher, I remember being told sometimes about the child by the parent at the start of preschool, and they would say, oh, no, he doesn't like crafts. He doesn't like art. And I'm thinking, he's only 3 or 4. How do you know? Like, isn't it too early to limit that? Can't we just try? And sure enough, that kid maybe didn't like crayon drawing, but like paint or like clay or like
exactly.
something.
Exactly. You don't know. So it's been a great thing, and we're having a lot of fun with it, and we're actually, if this campaign is successful, we're working on an album about war dogs, therapy dogs, guard dogs, you know, dogs that work for people. And what we want to do is put an animal communicator together with these animals and see what kind of responses we get from animals that, like, have been to war. You know, and I want to know what they think, because a lot of times working with a communicator, as crazy as people think it is, there's always two sides to that story. There's a happy side and there's the opposite side. So you never know which story you're going to get. But to me, that would be fascinating. And then, you know, we'll donate a significant amount of the profits to the War Dog Foundation and, you know, the therapy dogs and the guard dogs and.
You know, when I think of the seeing eye dogs, I got to say that there's occasionally times where I've had contact with a service dog that isn't well taken care of. But it's so occasional. It's so rare. And it's usually jumped on by the organization. So it's really, really a rare, rare thing. Most of the time, 99% of the time, if not all the time, in a casual way and in a professional way, when I meet these dogs, they are... Yes, they're dedicated. Yes, they're devoted. Yes, they seem like they have tunnel vision when they're working. But when they're taken off work, when, you know, they get to spend an hour with me at the beach or something like this, these dogs are so full of bliss. They love their life. So don't feel sorry for the service dog. Really, people, when you see that seeing eye dog or that dog for an emotionally traumatized person or whatever the dog is, autistic kid, don't feel sorry for that dog. That dog is having a great life.
They take their work seriously and they really enjoy it. So, you know, it's like So we
But they have off hours. They have time to play. They have time when the child or the patient or the person isn't with them, when they're completely, can be just silly. And
right.
And so really don't feel sorry for them if you see them when they're working and they seem hard at work. That
right.
is their job, but they have a great life and they're usually really well taken care of. In the meantime, we've run out of time, Skip. So one more time, can you tell them how
one
they can
time.
Hear the song?
Go to PetCDs, PETCDS.com. Play the video. All the instructions are there. It'll take you a minute, literally. When you put it up, have your phone ready, have your dog ready. Take the video and send it to us because your dog could be a star.
Okay. Well, coming up next, we'll be talking about Hearts Alive, and we'll be talking to Cheryl Greenblatt. And it's taking a turn down Animal Rescue. I might interject some helpful tips around as we go. And for one thing, if you're listening and you think about walking your dog, or you've got a girlfriend or wife who wants to walk with you, but she says, I don't want to get my manicure ruined, I've got a tip for you coming up. Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Listening to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And that song always makes me think of Autry now, because Autry can't get through that one with a straight face, imagining that we were two people singing that song instead of a dog. But they sure are happy songs. That's an example of one of Skip's songs. And we're now going to be talking with Cheryl Greenblatt from Hearts Alive Rescue. Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Hi, Deborah. Thank you so much for having me on.
Do you ever play music for the dogs at Hearts Alive?
You know, it's funny. When you mentioned that originally, I was thinking my dog actually had a nightmare in the middle at like 2 o'clock in the morning one day, and I couldn't calm her down, and I realized that I don't actually know any lullabies. So I ended up singing Ziggy Marley to her, and apparently my dog liked the egg.
You're going to have to fix that when you have kids. Although almost anything, I mean, there's so many pretty songs like the Beatles, Blackbird. There's so many songs you'll find within yourself to sing to your baby that are lullaby-like, you know, you may
Absolutely.
Not have thought of it that way before, but there's some really pretty songs, even some heavy metal when you take it acoustic. There's some stuff by Sting. There's an album called Secret Policeman's Other Ball, and everything on it, there's five different artists, and they're all kind of hard-edged, you know, like Pete
right.
Townsend and Sting. And they're there acoustic, unplugged, and it's just beautiful. So I think sometimes any music is good music. But I guess Skip's tested them all, so he's found these sounds and instruments and words that really work for dogs. It's quite an interesting idea. How did you
that
get the
good.
Idea for Hearts Alive? Cheryl.
Well, Hearts Alive Village was actually the idea of our founder's 10-year-old daughter, Kendall. She had written a journal entry for school about what her one wish would be. And that wish was to start an animal rescue called Hearts Alive Village. And Christy took a look at that and, you know, asked her, is this true? Is this what you really want? And Kendall said, it is, but I know it's going to be too hard. And that just kind of triggered something in Christy. And she said, I don't ever want my daughter to think that dreams are too hard. And they got together and they started this animal rescue. And we're going on about a year and a half now.
Nice. Well, how does it work? Is there a building? Like, how does it work?
So up until now, we've been entirely foster-based. We have about 10 to 15 dogs in foster homes at any time. And we also have a treatment house, which serves not only to be a place for cats while they're waiting for forever homes, but it's also a home for a domestic abuse survivor. So she acts as the foster mom, and she kind of rehabilitates the animals, and they rehabilitate her.
Oh, interesting take. Yeah, sometimes there's a gentleness there that just works. Nice. So, okay, oh, that's just giving me goosebumps. And sometimes, you know, you see it with horses working with kids that can barely move on the ground. And you sort of help get this kid strapped onto the horse. And the horse and the rider are actually connecting. The kid is actually controlling and training the horse, and the horse is responding and listening and wanting to do what the kid is telling it. And it can be so amazing to see that kid light up with the realization that they're in charge of this gigantic animal and they can go anywhere, you know? And that's like the kind of thing you're doing there to someone who's truly suffered at the hand of an aggressive person is gently, day by day, convincing an animal that suffered the same that not all people are like that, right?
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, and it's been wonderful for everybody there. We are looking to increase that to a couple more homes in the next year or two. However, our focus right now is on our brand new adoption center.
Oh, okay. Well, where are you located? Where is that?
That is going to be at 1750 South Rainbow Boulevard, and it's Unit 4. And it's going to serve as not just an adoption center, but it's also going to be a discount pet supply store so that we can work up to the point of being a self-sustaining organization.
And what's, so we're going to have dogs. You know what? I've got to backtrack you a little bit because our programs, it's played all over the world and all over North America. And so you're going to have to tell me, what city are you talking about?
I'm talking about Las Vegas, Nevada.
There we go. Thank you. Because just earlier we were talking to someone from LA. I'm in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and our listeners truly are worldwide. So, okay, so we're talking about Las Vegas. Wow, that must pose some interesting problems with heat. You must have to have everything air conditioned.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You know what? It's not actually that bad. As long as you've got your air conditioning in your house and your car and all of the stores and everywhere you go is fully air conditioned, the heat is not as bad as everybody makes it out to be.
Okay. So,
but we do like to check the ground and make sure it's not too hot for their little paws to walk on.
Right. Okay. Do you have any events coming up in the next little while?
We do. We actually just teamed up with PAWS, which is another pet awareness and welfare organization out in Las Vegas. And we're going to be doing their charity golf invitational on May 30th at Bear's Best Golf Course. And, of course, that is in Las Vegas. And that's going to be it's an awesome day. There's food and drinks and golf, obviously. And we do like a caddy girl auction and a silent auction. And it's just a fun day. And all of the money goes to take care of the pets in Las Vegas.
Wow. So, okay. So you must be looking for some help from the community. We're going to come back in our final segment and talk more about ways people can help you. But what about fostering? Because to me, that's a really key component here. I bet you could use there's got to be as many pets as you could find foster homes for, I'm guessing. Is that what the demand's like?
Absolutely. Right now, about 20,000 animals are euthanized in the shelters each year. So we are doing our best, A, to keep animals out of the shelters, but B, to pull whenever we can. We work a lot with Henderson Animal Shelter, and that's right outside of Vegas. And yeah, we can always use fosters. Like I said, we don't have a brick and, well, we do have a brick and mortar building now, but the dogs still won't be staying there overnight. They're just going to be going to meet adopters. So okay. Foster families are so important. It's a, you know, transitional place for the dog to get love and be safe and be socialized.
Okay, everybody, we'll be back with one more segment, and we're going to talk about what kind of person makes a good foster home. And you might be surprised at this one. And in Vegas, there's got to be people who spend a few months there and leave again and wish they could have a pet but think they can't, and that's not true. So stay tuned. We'll be talking about Hearts Alive, and there's got to be a foster place, a local place in your neighborhood. So whatever we're talking about with Cheryl Greenblatt today applies. We can find a foster group for you where you live. So listen up. We'll tell you how you can have a pet and do the right thing at the same time. Stay tuned to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
And anytime you're near, I love you.
Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And that intro is by Skip Haynes. He was on earlier in the program with a contest. How you can make your dog famous if they react to squeaky toys. That's your way to go. So I kind of teased you a little bit and said if you want to walk the dog but you just got the manicure and you're thinking, oh, or you want to bathe the dog or brush the dog and you think, I don't want to ruin my nails right this minute, you can just kind of rub your fingernails over a bar of soap first. So there's a little bit of soap under your fingernails. And then you go do what you're going to do with that oily, stinky, greasy Newfoundland dog that was bathing in your mud pond that you have to get ready because the people are home 2 days early and show up right on the staff break. My example. When you really have a ticket to go somewhere and you finally splurged and got yourself a manicure. Okay, so it's all workable. You put the soap underneath and then you just go. And at the end, when you go to wash underneath your fingernails, it all comes out really, really easily. So that's my tip of the day. I also have other tips like that. All kinds of stuff in your kitchen, like cornstarch. If you've got a cat or dog that gets these like really thick mats behind the ears, you just take some cornstarch in your hand and you just work it in. You just rub it in. Just work it in there and then brush it through. You can even put some on the brush and you'll find the mat just comes right out. It's so nice for the dog or cat. So much better than pulling. Don't pull. Okay, so we're back and we're talking about animal rescue and especially about, well, we're talking with Cheryl Greenblatt about Hearts Alive in Las Vegas, but especially about places that do foster. So let's talk about that, Cheryl. Who's a good person to foster a dog or a cat?
Anybody that loves animals. You know, we've got fosters that are single. We've got fosters that are married and have children and have other animals in the house. It really comes down to just being willing to open your home and your heart to an animal that may be there for a week and may be there for a year.
Now, if you have people who come to Vegas, say, November to March, you know, they're getting away from the winter or something like that, can they do it? Can they sign up and say, look, I'm only here 3 months? Can I have an animal for 3 months?
You know, that's a really good question because this is such a transient town. It's hard to say. If we have a potential adopter lined up that, you know, would be willing to step in and take them right after, then I don't see why it would be a problem, but we also don't want to end up with a situation where we just don't have a place for the dog to go after that 3 month period is up.
Right. I understand. So it has to be carefully timed. What about when you get, or do you ever get a pregnant animal in?
It hasn't happened yet. We've pulled, like I said, a lot from Henderson Animal Shelter. So generally they are already fixed. And if they came in pregnant, they've already had their puppies. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's happened yet, but we would absolutely take them. I mean, if they needed help and we had the ability to give it, then we'd totally take it.
Okay. So on your wish list, you're looking for more foster parents, people who are willing to have a dog or cat for a limited time. And so, okay, there's two things about that. If you're elderly and you really have had animals all your life, but you keep thinking, I can't guarantee that I'll want an animal for the next 10, 15 years, the animal's lifespan, mm-hmm. this works great. You're not going to have it 10, Absolutely. 15 years. You're just going to have it a year or less. But what about the people where it's the opposite worry? They think, what if I get attached to that foster dog or cat and I don't want to give it up? Can they adopt it?
We actually do a foster to adopt program just because it is, I mean, it's scary to think, you know what, if I say yes to this dog, this is permanent. And sometimes mm-hmm. it's easier for people to kind of work their way into it with a foster situation. And yes, we've had quite a few failed fosters. A lot of times people just fall in love with a dog and say, nope, this is mine now. And that's wonderful. But you know what? We always like to stress that while, yes, obviously it hurts to get attached to an animal and then, you know, to have to give them up, but you have made such a difference in that animal's life that mm-hmm. the joy that you experience is totally worth it. And on top of that, you get to do it all over again, and you get to save another life. So it kind of, you know, outweighs the sadness.
Yeah, that's a beautiful way to put it. Okay, so on your wish list, you've got foster homes, permanent homes. Yeah. So people who would otherwise maybe buy a dog or look online for a dog, look here. These are going to be good dogs that have lived with fosters for a while, and they know, you know what you're getting. You can meet them, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, absolutely. And the adoption center is going to make that even easier. You know, animals will be able to come in during the day. Their foster parents can drop them off. And, you know, anybody can come in and meet the animals. And we've got a cuddle room set up so that you can go and just spend some quality time with the dog or the cat.
Now, I get this argument all the time from breeders, and I, you know, I understand. They say, well, I want to know what I'm getting. I want to buy a beagle and know I got a beagle. I want to buy and I want to raise it from scratch and know what I'm getting. But the thing is, I Right. see dogs of all types, bad dogs, dogs who misbehave, dogs who have, you know, bitten a nanny twice and third strike, they're gone, that kind of thing, all the time. Yeah. And they're all different breeds. You can have the same family adopt a golden retriever at a certain stage of their life when their kids are young and mm-hmm. things are a certain way. And then 10 years later, 15 years later, it's now their second golden retriever. Now their kids are teenagers and off to college. Second dog can be from the same breeder with the same bloodlines and everything. They seem to have done right. the same, but the dog's completely different because it was a totally different environment. And so when you meet a dog in this foster situation, you're actually seeing the real end product. This is what it's like to take him for a walk. This is what he's like with strangers. This is what he's like in the house. You know, you can sort of look at the most well-behaved Jack Russell. I was talking about them before, like Eddie on TV. But then look at the worst one. Look at the worst one you ever met. Woo! Well, you probably didn't meet him because you wouldn't meet him because he would be locked away somewhere. The worst one, well, the record holder for killing rats killed 80 in a half an hour back in the 1700s. I mean, the worst one has so much energy, you can't handle it. And no one could unless it's a farm and a hunting situation. But you don't know what you're getting when you buy a dog. But when you meet a fully grown, fully adjusted dog that has its habits and its quirks and his size, his hair, you can tell if you're allergic to it or not, all these things, right? It's a great way to truly know what you're getting.
It's wonderful. And I mean, there's so many adult dogs that need homes. And, you know, when you adopt with Hearts Alive Village, we don't just hand you the dog and say sayonara. You become part of the family, and we're always there for support. if, you know, suddenly the dog pops up with this weird behavior, we're going to, you know, help you get to the bottom of it. We can bring in trainers and work with it and figure out what's going on and, you know, how do we overcome this situation? So you're kind of not just on your own once you've adopted.
Well, and with your fosters, I know around here when you sign up with a foster group, you're not responsible for vet care. Sometimes you don't even have to pay for the food, depending on the situation. Okay. So, yeah. So, I mean, if you want to try your hand at owning a pet or try it with your family and you don't want to commit for years and years and you want some of the costs shared, this is the way to go. Google foster and find a reputable organization. Make sure they're associated with some businesses or a vet that you know of in your area and go from there. So, we only have 90 seconds left. Do you want to tell people how they can find you online?
Absolutely. You can visit us at havlv.com. So that stands for Hearts Alive Village, Las Vegas. So it's havlv.com. And I also want to mention that we are looking for some community partners for our pet food pantry, Kendall's Cupboard. So if there are any groups out there that do serve low-income families, please get in touch with us. We have a ton of pet food that we want to get to people and to dogs and cats that need it.
Oh, very nice. Okay, so you have some to give. That's amazing.
Oh,
so
yeah.
This is a shame. All right, and maybe they'll have something they don't need that they got too much of, like blankets or cleaning products or something like that. This could be a trade. Thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you for your good work for animals, Cheryl.
Deva, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's been great. Thank you. Okay, everybody, look for fosters in your neighborhood. It does a great. You can help so much, even if you're just willing to drive a dog somewhere, like to the vet. Because some of the foster homes are not drivers, and if the dog needs to go to the vet, it's a quick little taxi ride. But you help so much. Okay, so I'll be back until next week. Be good to your animals. I'll be back next week with more tips and training tips and a guest or two. And you can save your questions for me then. Call in live. I'll solve any dog or cat problem, behavioral training problem you've got. And usually I have a vet on once in a while, so you can ask the medical questions when we get them on. Dr. Kevin or Dr. Carol or Dr. Kathy, probably. They're my favorites right now. And, spring is definitely here where I am. If you want to check out the dogs enjoying the pond, go to Facebook Camp Good Dog. Or if you want to find more about me, it's DeborahWolfOnline.com. Until next week, be good to your animals. From Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
I'm your doggy. I'm your doggy.